Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The prophet Elijah finds a widow. She's out gathering sticks. Now, it was about 2,700 years ago, so you needed to gather sticks to prepare your food. It was a simple task, really. She's gathering sticks so that she can make a fire, so that she can make a meal. But this is no typical meal. You see, she's determined that it would be her last. She has nothing else to live on, no one else to take care of her. She has nothing. Well, almost nothing. All she had was a handful of flour and a little oil in a jug. Her plan, well, she says to Elijah, "As the Lord your God lives, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare my flour and my oil for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And you and I, we can't even fathom what this kind of poverty is like. We're so far removed from this. None of us have ever been down to a handful of flour and a little oil in a jug and one last meal and then we're done for. But this widow, she was. She had so very little, almost nothing, just a handful of flour and a little oil in a jug. That's it. That's all she has. And then the prophet Elijah finds her and he says to her, "Give me all your food, I'm hungry." Does he not know? Does he not know what's going on here? Does he not know that this is all that she has? Does he not know that if she were to give him her flour and her oil, that she would literally have nothing, and that her and her son would die? Does he not see the obvious here? Of course he does. The Lord sent him to her to find her, to give her something. Oh, Elijah knows exactly what this widow needs. He doesn't let her dwell there in poverty and fear as if she must make a difficult choice. He immediately gives her a promise. "Do not fear, daughter," he says. "Go and do as I have said. Make me a cake and bring it to me. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty." And with faith in his promise alone, she goes and she does just as Elijah said. She gave her everything. And yet she lived. Jesus finds a widow in our gospel reading today. She's placing two small copper coins, which we're told make one penny, into the offering box at the temple. This widow, she's virtually invisible. Nothing more than a speed bump to avoid as the rich people go about their daily lives. She pulls out two copper coins with no fanfare, no pat on the back, and drops them into the offering. The smallest drop in the ocean. It's all she had. She had nothing else to live on. Before that moment, all she had were two small copper coins. And Jesus finds her. He points her out to his disciples and he says, "Truly, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything, all that she had to live on." Two widows. in our Old Testament reading and gospel reading. And what do we see? We see a handful of flour. We see a little oil in a jug. We see two copper coins. We see so little. And we see what man's plans are when given little. Just going to spend it all and then die. Oh, life can become like that, can it? Like there is so very little of you left. That varies from day to day. So little patience. Oh, so little patience. So little joy. Those seasons can drag on. So little trust. So very little of you left. Like life has become dry, like just a handful of flour. So very dry. Completely dry? Well, no. You see, you'll never be completely done for, but oh, there are times where it sure feels that way. Just like life has been beaten down to one final act of going out there and gathering sticks or doing this one last thing, and then I might as well be done for because I've got nothing else. I got no other hope. I've got no other plans. I've got nothing else. Life can be desperately empty at times, like you have nothing. Well, almost nothing. Just a handful of flour and a little oil in a jug and two copper coins. And then Jesus finds you and says, "Give me everything. Everything you've got." Does he not know? Do you think he doesn't see the obvious here, that you have so very little? I have a lot of sin. Far more sin than good deeds, far more pride and fears, far more regrets and failures than successes. What, Jesus? What do you want from me? You want this heart? It's a shattered mess, Lord. I've broken it 1,000 times over with my regrets and my sinful choices. Which part of me could you possibly want? I'm entirely darkened with sin. I've trashed my life. You want my soul? You want my soul? I've abused and I've neglected it. It is dry, so very dry, Lord. The things that I've done. I know what I have to do. I'm going to go and I'm going to gather these sticks. I'm going to go and I'm going to make my last meal, and then I'm just going to be done with it. I'm done with it all. There's nothing left of me. There's nothing good here. You don't want any of this. I know it. I'm a wreck. My heart is shattered and my life is spent. Which part of me could you possibly want? All of it. He wants all of you. Pick up your cross and follow me. The Lord, he sees the obvious here. It is why he found you. It is why he comes to you. To give you something more than you could have ever dreamt for yourself. He knows exactly what you need. He has plans for you. A hope and a future. Your man-made plans are nothing compared to the plans that the Lord has for you. He has much bigger plans for you, and he will not let you just dwell there in poverty or in fear as if it's some choice you gotta make. He immediately gives you this promise. He says, "Don't fear. All your sin Here, I'll take it all and I'll put it right here in my hands and in my feet. Your worst failures, your biggest regrets, I'll take them all. I'll take them to the cross for you because I am gracious and merciful. Your heart, give it to me. I'll give you a new one. One that will listen to my voice and walk according to my ways. I want you. I want your everything, all of you, all you have, your sin, your shame, your regrets and your failures, your hopes and your dreams. Give them all to me. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, daughter, you shall not be spent. You shall not run empty. I will fill you up. My grace is sufficient for you. I'll overflow your cup. I'll pour out all my heavenly blessings upon you. And then he speaks it. You're forgiven, daughter. You're forgiven, son. You are forgiven. Don't you see? Are you the one who doesn't see the obvious here that our Lord Jesus, he has so very much? His hands are filled with blessings upon blessings of peace and comfort and trust and forgiveness and grace and mercy. He has endless supplies and they never run out. He is rich in grace and overabundance of mercy and love and hope. He had so very much and yet he gave it all away. And he laid down his life and placed all those blessings into you like two copper coins. Drop them into your life, into your body and soul, so that you would receive his everything, so that you would be filled with his love and given a new life in his name, a life that will never be spent, a life that will never run empty. A life that lives on the constant nourishment of the Good Shepherd now, today, and even beyond the grave where heavenly mansions await you. Hear me, because of the love of Jesus, you will never be spent. Oh, he is ever faithful, and his life is in you. In him, you have been given an endless supply of love and mercy to rest in. It's yours by faith. And to give that love and mercy to those around you. Because of the love of Jesus, you will never run empty. Dear child, the Lord Jesus has found you. And he's given you all of his gifts. In the waters of your baptism, he gave you his gifts. They're yours by faith. In his word, Jesus finds you to give you all of his gifts, and they are yours by faith. So give yourself, all of you, away to him every day and in service to those whom God places around you. Why else does God send people to find you? To stop and see you gathering sticks, if it's not so that they can see Jesus, so that they too can be filled, so that they too, even though life is so very dry, they would find hope in this Jesus who they see in you, so that together, all of us, whether we are rich in possessions and give them all away to Jesus so that we have nothing but him, or whether we have so very little and give it all away to Jesus so that we have nothing but him, all of us together, sinners that we are, saved by God's grace alone through faith, all of us would rely on the one who has promised each and every one of us, you shall not be spent. You shall not run empty. My grace is sufficient. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.